You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah.
Let's play. Let's meet the contestants representing for the dudes today is this guy, Grant. Hi, Grant. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time. What do you do, sir?
I'm a construction inspector.
All right. All right, good.
I was telling Jeremy about my issue at my house with electrolysis in my copper piping, Grant.
It's a grounding issue, Grant.
It is, yep.
Yeah, they done screwed up. Now Dom's writing big fat checks.
Yeah, they say it's going to be five figures to fix.
Yeah. Ooh, never heard about that, though. That's a little too much.
It's a lot,
it's
buddy.
Too much? No, don't worry. I'll be getting other estimates.
Oh, please do.
Grant would have caught that, though. Grant would have been like, whoa, this is wrong.
Yeah, he was like, hey, that doesn't pass code.
Good job, Grant.
Quickly, I've got to tell you, sir, that if you win this today, we'll be needing you to sing We Are the Champions because the boys will have won July. Think you can handle the pressure?
No, I think I can.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that Allie has been listening to all this, and she's like, that ain't happening. Right, Allie?
Yeah, she's getting ready.
Right. Not today, Grant.
Not today. Oh, snap. Snapping back. What do you do, Allie?
I'm a behavior specialist for children with autism.
Oh, you're a good human.
Good for you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. Listen, Allie, the ladies need you to step up today.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Okay. Deep breath, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know a lot about guy things?
I feel like I do, but we'll see with these questions.
Do you have like a lot of guys in your life or a lot of brothers or?
I have a brother and I'm married. I have a husband. So.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, here's how this game works for those of you who've tuned in and you've never heard it before. I'm going to ask Grant some questions that women are probably more likely to know. And then Jeremy will throw some questions at Allie that guys are more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the point, get the prize. If we're tied after three, then we play sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first. Boys are first today. Grant, are you ready?
I believe so.
Her real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. But we know her as?
Angelina Jolie.
No.
It's a good try. That is actually a lady, as we like to call her, Lady Gaga.
Gaga. Lady Gaga, my fault.
It's a long name, huh?
Stephanie Germanotta.
Glad she shortened it up.
I believe I heard that she took her stage name from that old song by Freddie Mercury and Queen called Radio Gaga. And now you know.
Now we know.
Over to Allie.
Hey, Allie, what is the name of that bright green ghost in the Ghostbusters franchise that leaves a trail of ooze everywhere he goes?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a hard
I don't
question.
Remember.
It's a pop culture-y. Slimer. It's Slimer.
Oh. Yep. Makes sense.
Doesn't it?
Grant, you get lucky here with a multiple choice question. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Which of these girls, which one, has Justin Bieber not dated? I want to know which of these three he has not dated. Demi Lovato, Kourtney Kardashian, or Selena Gomez? Guess.
I'm going to go with Kourtney Kardashian.
That answer is
correct.
He did date Kourtney Kardashian. He dated Selena Gomez. He did not date Demi Lovato. Back to Allie.
Allie, which one of these is not an Olympic event? BMX racing, cornhole, surfing. Which one of those three?
Surfing?
No, that's right.
They added that this year.
Cornhole. Cornhole is the correct answer. I'm telling you right now, I could compete in that I'm a really good cornhole player. It's all.
I'm not clearly.
All in the wrist.
Your wife must be so proud of you right now.
I pretty much whoop up on the block parties. I bring it. I bring the heat. I got my own little bags and everything.
You know, there was a time when saying I'm really good at cornholing was not really something that you would.
Yeah, obviously I'm joking, but.
We're still 0-0, Jeremy. What do you think of our contestants today?
So far, so good, you guys. You guys are killing it. No, don't apologize.
Come on, Grant.
Stop apologizing.
Try this one out. Grant, what classic novel was written by Louisa May Alcott? Seems like every little girl has read it. What is that novel?
Maybe Nancy Drew. That's about all I got.
Little Women.
Little teeny tiny women.
Little Women is the classic novel.
The story's all about little tiny women.
Tiny, you put them in your pocket
itsy,
and walk away.
Teeny tiny women.
Hey. Allie, if you get this, you will steal the game with a 1-0 victory. But I got to tell you, if you miss it, we're going to sudden death overtime.
Okay.
I have one I was going to give you, but I think it might be...
What? Too hard?
Maybe. I'm going to give you a different one. Let's get in the Wayback Machine, Allie. Get in that Wayback Machine. Boodaloop, boodaloop. I need to know what football team did Dan Marino play quarterback for?
San Francisco 49ers.
Good guess.
No. Uh-uh. He was a Dolphin.
Miami Dolphins. This game is tied 0-0.
It's fine. This happens. It's fine.
Well, it means that we go to sudden death overtime, and that means the first person to get one right wins the game.
Come on, Ulysses S. Grant. All right.
What do we call the cake pan that is shaped like a ridged ring? What is that called?
It's a bundt pan.
The game is over. The game is over.
Grant knows cakes.
Yeah.
The bundt.
Good job, Grant.
Thanks, Allie.
Allie,
you guys are so excited.
Like,
okay, let's go
live
our life.
I feel like you're both just kind of going through the motions here.
They're ready to go live their life now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Allie, you are absolutely adorable, but I must make you take some medicine. Are you ready for your meds?
I'm ready.
Boys rule.
They do today.
All right, Allie, we better let you go.
Go have
all
a great
right,
day,
thank
okay?
You guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
We love you, Allie.
Bye.
Bye. Grant, that means the boys have won the month of July. What do you think about that?
Fantastic.
And it means you, my friend, must put your vocal talents on display. Here we go.
We are the champions.
Bum, bum, bum. Keep going, dude.
This is really
not
bad.
Singing.
This is really bad, Grant.
Oh, my God. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The end.
Oh, boy.
What?
We should just end this song.
Grant, do you not know this song?
We just stop it?
I can barely hear it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, it's on.
He's not. Of the world!
Wow, Grant.
Wow, that was
the
lamest
version.
That's
the cherry on top for this month.
For this game.
That's great.
Grant, listen, if you will please hold on. Josh is going to come back. He's going to visit with you about your prize, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well,
very
thank
much.
You for listening. Well, okay.
Well,
you know, the
you
entire
know,
month has been outstanding.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the girls here in July.
I mean, Dan Marino, I feel like that one was pretty easy.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to be playing again on Tuesday. And there's really nothing to play for now except for pride and prizes.
Yeah, just for funsies now.
Yeah, so there won't be any pressure on the contestants next week. So stick around. That'll be coming up here with your boys in the morning.